Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Ostenis from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, over here dancing in my chair as usual.
You got it. Yeah.
Good. Almost forgot to say hello.
Too busy dancing.
I was. Catch that your, song just gets me, man.
Got your groove on.
I do.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I learned a lot today. Yeah, this is
excellent.
Good to know.
I love when we can bring new information to you. You're a hard one to do that with. You've been in the business 30-some years.
Yeah.
Probably longer than Kevin's been alive.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Well, everything I learned I knew by kindergarten. Isn't that how that saying goes?
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, if you're just getting in with us, we've got Kevin Pierce, who's the owner of Cascade Builder Services, with us. And Cascade Builder Services helps provide kind of the customer support aspect of home builder warranties,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially in that key first year
right.
of ownership, right? So, Kevin, during the break, you mentioned we've already sent people to your website, which give it out one more time, please.
CascadeBuilderServices.com.
That's really simple.
Yep.
It's like Eric is my banker and Team Reba. Very simple. So on the website, you have a lot of the companies that you currently work with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's one of the things that's going on right now. Because we have the marketplace that we do, and it's just so frenetic around here and people trying to build as much as they can, there's a lot of new developers coming into the business. Because there's a lot of people who made it and weathered through the recession and who came back, you know, big time. And then a lot of new companies came on the scene as well. And we have even more. I mean, I've got a lot of customers I work with who are getting into development, and they're coming from completely other fields and partnering with folks and mm-hmm. doing new construction development. In fact, actually, one gal I met through Women's Real Estate Network, she went from fixing and flipping homes to now they do development. So
it's frightening.
Yeah.
We had one in our office last week, mm-hmm. a soon-to-be new builder
yeah.
who believed that he could just get the thing started, get up to the framing stage, and then apply for a building permit, and that would actually make matters easier from a
financing
standpoint.
Was he from out of country?
I don't want to say, but...
That's just a yes
I'm
or
like,
no.
It was, well...
You don't have to be specific.
It doesn't matter, but...
Okay, because, they have different building codes in different places, but that's not here. So I would assume they're from elsewhere.
But the mere fact that this person is walking around with a hammer and a tool belt is frightening.
That is frightening.
So, and they are out there.
Yeah,
they are
so out there. How do you evaluate... I mean, I assume that you vet out who you want to work with just as much as they want to vet out you.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have these great tools and great people, but how do you decide who you're willing to work with?
There's really two things that I look for. We want to work with builders that actually care about the satisfaction that their homeowners have.
Okay.
And
what's that look like? What do you mean by that?
So we want builders that are going to be responsive to us and that have good relationships with their trade contractors.
Okay.
This can cause, big, long delays during the warranty process when we're managing if mm-hmm. the builder doesn't have a good relationship with their trades.
Okay.
We go back to the trade contractors that built the house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a set of our own. We hold them to their warranty.
Okay. That's good to know.
So a plumber that's doing an install for a builder on any given house, they're providing a one-year warranty for their mm-hmm. workmanship and materials.
And they already know the property.
Right.
Right? Because they did help construct it.
Because they did it, right.
Which is good. Okay.
So we're actually coming back to those trades and making sure that they're holding up to their end of the bargain for their one-year warranty.
Got it.
If the builder doesn't have a good relationship with those trades, then it creates a very hard situation to get those trades to come back.
What typically makes for a not so good relationship? Is it that they didn't pay their vendors?
There can be payment issues, yes.
Yeah.
There can be attitudes from not getting new work.
Oh,
So some builders, have one trade build a couple houses and maybe mislead them into thinking they're going to get more, and then they switch to a different trade contractor.
Okay,
trades can get upset.
Okay.
And then they don't want to come back for us.
Yeah, because they may have turned down other business in the meantime, thinking they needed to keep their schedules clear for a next project.
Right.
I mean, I get that. I mean, it's not really that much different than someone saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to work with you to sell your house. And, what do you mean you... listed it with your sister after I just spent 6 months telling you all the stuff you're supposed to do right. What?
Right.
Like, right. Funny about
that. Thanks for the punch in the face. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But despite that, feel free to Don't leave that dead air there.
Get it out, Reba. Get it out. Yeah.
But okay, so you kind of check that out. Do you ask the builder for their trade references then?
We actually do discuss which trade contractors they use and how that process is going with them when we're meeting with them to give a pitch.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you must have some great local industry knowledge of who some of the good players and the good subs are. And you probably have people asking you for that list all the time.
If I could put together a dream team of trade contractors, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because then builders...
So do you develop?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're like, I'd love my trade group. That would be great. Well, maybe I need to pick your brain for that because I have people who want to do development or who I think should be better. And I can be like, here, go get these people.
Yep, absolutely.
You know? Okay. Yep. Well, and I'm sure that, you know, that what they're bidding and what they're getting. I mean, because we are one of the most expensive places to build new construction in the U.S. currently. And I think it's basically like us and San Francisco are two of the highest ones. Probably some other coastal cities. I don't hear so much East Coast unless you're maybe talking like Manhattan, right?
Right.
But out here, it is a very high cost of construction. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a big difference of why our houses start at 600, 800, 900, 1.2 million, 2 million versus, you know, the traditional house across the United States has an average price of 260, you know, kind of thing. And a big part of it's about the land, but it's also about what we pay our people too in terms of wages. So okay, so you guys, you vet out the people, you have your trade groups. I don't want to have you say the people on air because that might I don't want to mislead anyone. We're not providing that today. So you vet them out. What else are you looking at besides those trades?
So we really want builders that do care about customer satisfaction.
Does it matter how long they've been in the business?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You can have new guys coming in that really want to do the best that they can do and provide the best home experience for their buyers and their homeowners. Absolutely. But we do, some builders will want to build the house, sell it, and move on.
Right.
And not provide the best experience for warranty. So the builders that are retaining our services, they're really stepping forward and saying, we want to provide this service, this next level of service for our homeowners, rather than just kind of disappearing and maybe coming back for just major problems that they have to come back for.
Right. Well, these folks, when they care about their reputation, especially if they're going to be doing ongoing building, that's so key because you get online and there's reviews everywhere nowadays. Do people get to review you so that the builders know whether or not you guys are following up as expected?
Yeah, we actually provide...
like a survey or
survey,
some sort?
Yeah, okay. We do. At the
Sucks, doesn't suck?
Right after closing.
What's usually involved in that?
Right after closing and at the toward the end of the warranty, we send out surveys that rate us to early on rate their buying experience. So they get some feedback on how the whole process went.
Okay.
But yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I still had those other questions I realized we didn't get back to that were about the 60-day period and the 11-month period. But maybe you can give me information that when we're done, we can put up later. Because I do want to have that as part of the long-term follow-up on this. But we realize that we have not given my co-host over here this opportunity that we try and do every week of a market rate update. Do you have time to go through some rates?
Well, it's not for me. It's for our listeners.
Okay, well, you do it. I mean, you could waste the next minute.
Sure. No worries. Yeah, we're actually, mortgage interest rates, we're actually looking a little bit better than we were last week, the beginning of last week.
Okay.
So a little bit of a rally in the markets in the latter part of the week.
Okay. And, is that because Janet Yellen kept her mouth shut?
Well, yeah, you know, last week I was venting about that.
Yes,
that every time we had a little bit of a rally, someone from the Fed would open their mouths and knock it down. And so every time rates started to drop, you know, the Fed would talk it back up. The market sort of took care of itself, you know, a little bit. It's kind of self-corrected a bit on Friday. So we're kind of level from last week, 30-year fixed rates hovering right around 4.125%.
Okay.
15-year fixed rates hovering right around 3.4. Nice. And FHA 3.75
still for holding strong.
Buyers out there.
Nice.
Jumbo 30-year fixed rate right around 4.375. So we're still kind of right in the low 4% range. Certainly worth that going out there and buying a home or refinancing a home. The rate's still looking good. Well, I'd love to thank everybody for listening into our show today. Join us every Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Open House of Team Reba. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.